Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Hey, woman of God, yes, I can.
All right, amen, amen. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. I think I picked up something while I was on site. Every time I go on site to my job, it seemed like I get a headache every time I step in the door, every time. And this is like the second time I noticed that, and it seemed like it's just wearing me down. And I was telling this other girl about it, and she told me the same thing used to happen to her. Every time she stepped foot on Blue Cross site, she would get a headache. And it's been like that. This is the second time this happened with me. And it seemed like it just got me, I don't know, got me feel lousy, and the headache just wouldn't go away. Don't feel like a headache. It feel like a nauseated headache.
It's a spirit. It's a spirit.
Yeah.
You're going to have to cover yourself. Cover yourself before you, and one night when you're able, walk. If you're able to walk either through the building or around it, and pray.
I will. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's
pray.
What kept me when I've been there. Yeah.
Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We bless your holy name, God. We thank you.
Yes, God.
Touch Elder Britton right now, God. Expose, reveal, uncover the source, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
then
of Jesus.
Heal and deliver right now, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever that is on site, on that property, God. Unveil it.
Yes.
Remove the blinders. Remove the veil, that the thing that's covering it.
Yes.
That it is hiding behind, even if it's a person, God. Reveal who it is, God. And what are your instructions for the woman of God in the name of Jesus?
In the name of Jesus.
That you would not, that there would be no transference of spirit. There will be no transference of demonic activity. Nothing attaching itself to her in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, we glorify you and we magnify you. Now, God, bless the broadcast. We thank you for those that are tuning in from the north, south, east, and west across the nation.
And
Lord, let them come in. Let them see the posts on social media and dial in to hear this discussion, to hear this word, Lord, that you have for your people, that it brings healing, deliverance, eradicates us from these issues, God. Your people have been crying out to you, and now you are answering. You have heard from heaven, and you are answering. Thank you, Lord, for the answer.
Thank you,
God, for uttering our steps on how to walk out the answer by faith. We thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Woman of God, I'm going to add a man of God to the broadcast. While I'm doing that, as soon as the song ends, you can go ahead and get started, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right.
Amen. Blessing and honor to everyone that's on the line. Greetings. I greet you in the name of Jesus. I am Elder Britton, your host on tonight. I thank you all for joining us on tonight for the School of the Prophet. On behalf of the Leaders of Faith Ambassadors, we welcome you all to our broadcast on tonight, to all the bishops, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the missionaries, those that are on the on way of internet or however you're tuned in with us on tonight. We thank you for joining us on tonight, and we pray that the word that's going to come forth through the vessels on tonight, that it will be a blessing to you on tonight. We're going to open up in prayer. If I can get Pastor Dotson to open us up in prayer, then I'll come back with a scripture.
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. We bless your name, God. We thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. God, we thank you, God, that you are have made us the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. God, we thank you right now, God, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. God, we thank you for this broadcast on tonight. We thank you for dealing with us, with dealing with father issues, our earthly father, and whatever issues we may have with you, God. We thank you that the masses that you have called to hear this message, God, would hear it and be changed. God, we thank you for speaking to us and through us. But most of all, God, we thank you that you love us enough to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to bring salvation, to bring change about in our lives. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to read from John, the 14th chapter. I'm just going to read the 30th verse. And it says, and I'm reading from a different Bible. It says, I will not speak with you much longer, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has no claim on me, no power over me, nor anything that can use against me. 31 says, but so that the world may know without any doubt that I love the Father. I do exactly as the Father has commanded me and act in full agreement with him. Get up. Let us go from here. John 14 and 30 teaches us the importance of not speaking rashly from our emotions during times when we're under stress and when we're under pressure. Jesus had been telling his disciples that he would be leaving the world very soon and that now the time has finally come. And it was time for him to do what his Father had sent him to do, to take upon himself the sins of the world and to die in our place. So nothing takes more self-control than resisting the temptation to speak negatively in stressful or difficult situations. So these are the important times to agree with God and to speak what he says in his word. So I thank God for the reading of the word, the scripture, John 14:30 through 30, John 14:30-31. At this time, we're going to listen to a song, and after the song, I'm going to come back with the announcement, and then after the announcement, then we'll go into our speakers for tonight.
It ain't what you go through, but how many know it's how you go through? Because at the end of the day, all of it is going to work together for you.
Oh, yeah. You meant it for evil, but God worked it for my good. God came to rescue me, just like he said he would. God working for you.
Amen, amen. Again, we thank you for joining us on tonight. Our announcements for tonight, we have four services during the week. Mondays is our Staying on Purpose broadcast, which is at 8 p.m. Our Tuesday is our Women's Ministry, which is at 8 p.m. On Wednesday is our Resurgence Youth Ministry, which is at 8 p.m. And on Thursday night is the Training School of the Prophets. And we switch it up. Sometimes it's prayer, sometimes, and then we go into sometimes we do Bible study on Thursday nights also. So we ask that you join us on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday. Join us each one of those nights at 8 p.m. I promise you, you will be blessed when you join us, whether it's Monday, whether it's Tuesday, whether it's Wednesday, whether it's Thursday. I promise you, you will be blessed. And again, we ask that you join us. If you have any questions or you need to speak to someone or if you just need prayer, you can email us at faithambassadors with the S on the end, 247@gmail.com. Get connected with us on today. If you want to join the ministry, if you want to know more about them in ministry, you can email us at that same email address, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. And if you go on our Facebook page, we have two pages. One is the fan page and the other is a member page where you can join this move of God. And we also have an opportunity where you can announce your business or your ministry on the broadcast on either one of those nights or every one of those nights. You can broadcast. You can email us at that same email address if you would like to get a slot on either one of our broadcasts. Again, I thank you for joining us on tonight, and we're going to go ahead and while the first speaker is getting prepared, I ask you to go out and invite your followers on your whatever social media page that you're on to invite your friends, send out texts, invite them to come on because I promise you they will enjoy this word on tonight. Our first speaker for tonight is going to be Pastor Felicia Dotson. So at this time, I turn it over to Pastor Dotson.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Actually, I have pulled one of my good friends and pastors, former pastors, in to have a discussion before we go into the word. And we're not going to be long tonight, you know, people of God. We're just going to have a little discussion here and there, and we are still on daddy issues. We're still on daddy issues, and I wanted the man of God to come on and share about daddy issues, however the Lord is leading him. This is one of my former pastors and a very good friend of mine, Apostle Joseph E. Davis, out of Chicago, Illinois. Apostle, are you there?
I am here. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am here.
Amen. So we've been talking all week about daddy issues, and the Lord has talked about on Monday no longer doing the blame game. And the blame game he talked about coming from Genesis talking to Adam. And so he started off there. And then on Tuesday night, the man of God came back and talked about how he as a man rectified his situation as being a father and how his daughters taught him that there is opportunity to be restored as a father and that you can begin again with your children no matter what age or stage. And then on last night, Evangelist Kent came and talked about the father as a nurturer, not just our earthly fathers, but our Heavenly Father, how He nurtures us and takes care of us and talks to us and how He disciplines us, even out of love. So however the Lord is leading you on that subject, that topic, having heard that, if you would go ahead and address.
Amen. As you were speaking, I began to think about how that when Jesus was being baptized and he come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." The Bible teaches us that it is a wonderful thing when a father can affirm his children.
My God.
The children need affirmation, and sometimes they need affirmation from the man. Sometimes they need acceptance from the man. The spirit of rejection can come up on children because they feel like their father don't love them, don't want them. Mm-hmm. Many times that's not the case. I have lived in that moment. I have lived in a moment where I could not be the father that I desired to be for my son. However, I pray continuously that God would give us healing in that area, that we would be able to come together even now, because I know that wherever there's God, there's restoration. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to say to all of the men out there, it doesn't take money to be a father. It takes more than that. One of my sons, he's 23 years old, and at the age of 23, he's almost 23. At the age of almost 23, he almost got away from me, and I had to seek the Lord. I had to pray to the Lord. It would be great if you are a hands-on father, if you could be there. I have a son that's a young son that I do not have a relationship with. My heart bleeds that I don't have that relationship. But I'm believing God and praying that God will do it. I believe that a parent needs to be present. If he's not in the home with his son or not in the home with his daughter, he should spread love. Sometimes it's a situation where the children are not that familiar with you, so they don't know you to love you. Amen? Mm-hmm. They don't know you to love you, so you have to pray. You have to be patient. But I want to say to every child that feels rejected, God is our Father.
Yes.
He is our Heavenly Father. And regardless of whether you have a human father or not, everything you need is in God. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. There may be some situations where you can't be where you desire to be, man of God, but God is always there. So I want to say to every child, be healed in Jesus' name. I want to say to every child that you do have purpose. You have purpose. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel like you're not full of purpose simply because your father is not around, because your heavenly father made you a promise. He will never, ever leave you. He is there all the time. He's simply waiting on you. So, yes, I know it may seem to be that your father's not there and you always have to depend on your mother, and mother's trying to be the father. She can't be the father. She's anointed to be the mother. But what she can do is she can be a nurturer and a birther, which means that whatever is lacking, the Holy Ghost can give her what she needs to sustain the child.
So
I bless God on today, and I pray for every child that feels rejected, every child that feels unaccepted. We cancel out the spirit of rejection, the spirit of fear. Some children don't know, especially boy children, don't know who they are because they haven't had a role model to follow. But if you would open your Bible and follow Jesus, he is the best example you can have. So I breathe the blood of Jesus. All is not lost. all is not lost. It is just a great opportunity for God to intervene and be all that he needs to be in your life. So stay encouraged, young men, young women, whoever is listening. I pray that 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds will get this, and that the yoke would be destroyed. The yoke of bondage would be completely destroyed in the name of Jesus. Not just broken, but destroyed.
Yeah.
Whereby the young man will come into knowing, listen, you are accepted by the beloved. God accepted you just as you are. And if the King of Kings accepts you, no denial is important. No denial is important. So God bless you. Stay encouraged. Stay in the Lord. A son, God, when God calls you a son, that's one of the highest accolades you could ever receive. Your earthly daddy may not even own you. But if God says, this is my son, let me tell you, it means more than any earthen vessel telling you anything.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. So stay encouraged, be blessed, and be fulfilled in the hope of the Lord. God bless all of you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so much for taking that time out. And that a word is truly a blessing from the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Elder Britton, did you have any comments or anything?
No, I don't.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to let you go ahead and share what the Lord has given you, however he has given it to you, and then I will come back briefly, and then we're going to get out of here.
Okay, all right. The scripture that I read and kind of meditate on a little bit was 1 Samuel, the third chapter, where it talks about Samuel and it talks about Eli and the two sons. Samuel was born to Hannah, but Samuel was given over to Eli at an early age, at a very young age, probably around the age of 3. And Eli raised Samuel and became a mentor to Samuel. And while Eli may have been doing good with Samuel, he was failing with his other two sons. And at that time, Eli's sons, Hephani and Phinehas, were young men. They were no longer boys. They were wicked men, and they had no regard for the Lord. And God had made provision for the priest to be gently taken care of. And in Deuteronomy 18, it says that it was a specific part of a sacrifice where to be given to the priest for their own consumption. And apparently this practice had been altered somehow, and they accepted the practice for the priest to wait for the sacrifice to be offered. Then as the remaining meat was being boiled, they would stick a fork in it and pull a piece out. Eli's sons, they didn't like even this practice before the sacrifice was even offered. When the fat was offered to the Lord, the sons of Eli, they determined that the cut of the meat that they wanted, they were not content with the boiled meat. They wanted something they could cook on the grill. So since this was before the sacrifice, the fat was still on the meat. So they were not only ignoring God's command, they may have been eating that which was to be sacrificed to God. But the corruption didn't end there. These boys slept with the woman who served at the entrance of the tent, and this was a practice strictly that was forbidden. No Israelite was supposed to engage in temple prostitution. And second, there was a practice usually associated with idolatry. The people were upset, and they talked to Eli about what was going on. God was also upset, and he talked to Eli and the sons. And Eli, you know, his sons, he didn't do anything. In time, God put That's when God put death upon Eli's son. But God is so gracious to his people, especially when we are sinful and undeserving. And God repeatedly warned Eli of the judgment which would come upon his house. And as the years passed between the first warning and the fulfillment of God's promise, judgment, Eli, he still didn't repent. It was like, you know, when God came to Samuel and kept coming to Samuel, Samuel didn't know what was going on. And each time God would call Samuel's name, he would go to Eli, and Eli would tell him, no, I didn't call you, because he thought he was hearing his dad calling him. But he didn't know it was his father that was calling him. So when he kept coming back in the third time, when he realized what was going on with Samuel, he told Samuel that if his name was called again, to let it to say, yes, sir, your servant is here, what it is that you want me to do. And one thing that as parents, when the time, the togetherness, is God ordains for us to spend family time and children time with their family. And this time together is where values are passed on, where love is demonstrated. And here, Eli's situation is not. We live in a time when both parents are often gone because of their job, and it's not uncommon for an employer to expect a certain amount of hours every week. And it is not it is not uncommon for a parent to work more than one job. Some parents, they work more than one job to provide for their family. But here, any job can be like a magnet pulling us away from our home. So anytime we're working constantly, we're being pulled away from our home. We're being pulled away from our kids. And it doesn't have to be a job. It may be a hobby. It could be a sport. It could be something that we volunteer and we do. It may even be the church. And anything that keeps us away from home takes us away from our kids. And I think the real problem is that we have this great drive for success. We want to achieve. We want to advance. We want to work our way up to the corporate ladder. Or we want to drive nice cars and have a beautiful home and enjoy the comforts that are available to us. But people define the success in the way, you know, in those type of way, they find themselves way too low. They find themselves below the standards. They find themselves separating from their kids. And there is no greater blessing in life than family. There is no greater success than seeing our children embrace the values that we'll see, that what they will see through their life. And because Eli didn't realize that the most important job God gave to him was to bring up his family in the nurture and the abomination of the Lord. And one of the prerequisites the New Testament lays down for leaders is that they must have a good time, a good home life. They must be good parents before they should be good leaders. And a faithful Christian must make time for his family. Eli knew what his sons were doing. He was told by the people, he was told by God, but Eli seems to be reluctant in his confrontation. He told them that what they were doing was wrong, but he never carried through. He should have taken his sons out of that priestly rotation, and he should have made them confess and apologize, and he should have banned them from the priesthood. Instead, he did nothing. So I read in chapter, in the second chapter, the 29th verse, it reads, why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribe for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourself on the choicest part of every offering made by my people Israel? From these words, we notice two things. Discipline our children sometimes is an act of obedience, act of obedience to the Lord. And leniency is not love. It is idolatry. And we are really putting our desire to be like by our children above our responsibility to equip them and to train them. And we are putting ourselves before God and our children. And God has given us the charge to train a child in the way they should go. So when they turn our head away from the wrong our children do, we are turning our head from God and are abandoning our responsibility to our children. So when we rationalize, blame, up for, and condone wrong behavior, we sin against God. But here, Eli's toleration may have led to his own compromised faith. And the Lord says that they were fading themselves. Eli, he must have been either engaging or approving of their practice of indulgence by eating of this meat. And in 1 Samuel 4:18, it says that Eli was a very heavy man. So he was enjoying the good life. And once he began to turn his head to the wrong in his children's life, it was easy for him to rationalize those behaviors in their own lives. So whenever we compromise the truth, we weaken its influence. And if we will not, if we will not be the strong party in the child, in the be the parent in the child relationship, we will be the weak party. And instead of being an influencer, we will be the influence. And it was a whole lot more that I started reading, and I started saying, wow. And I'm like, when I get done with this, I have to go back into it, because I kind of like briefly read some of it and kind of like just kind of jot down stuff here and there because I didn't get to meditate on it. But I do know, just as God does not change, and thus he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever, you know, we are not called to be prophets as Samuel, but our calling is not all that different from his. And just as he was not seeking God and God sought him out, you know, the lost men are not seeking God today. Men are saved not because they are seeking God, but because God is seeking and saving lost sinners. And it's his finding us more than us finding him. And it is his sovereign grace which draws us to himself. So salvation, you know, praise God, is of the Lord, and is he and he alone who is worthy of our praise. So I thank God for, you know, the studying on this, because Eli, he saw what his was wrong, but then he still didn't chastise them. He just left it alone. He just might as well say, so be it. Because when God approached him, you know, he didn't scorn his kids. He didn't tell them right from wrong. He just let them think that's how it's supposed to be. And sometimes we mislead our kids by telling them, you know, when we see wrong, we don't say anything. We just allow them to continue to do it. And here it is, when they grow up, they continue to do that same thing, thinking that it was wrong because they weren't chastised when they were doing wrong. So they figure that what they were doing was right. So they grew up, they'll grow up with that mentality like, okay, it's right because I did it back then, so it should be right now. This is the right teaching. So if we don't train them when they grow up and they depart from us, they're going to depart knowing something that they thought was right is actually wrong. So we have to train a child up in the right way, so when they depart, that they would train their child up in the right way. And that's all I have to share on that for tonight.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, woman of God. You've covered much that I have written down, but just a few things. 1 Samuel, the second chapter, is what I looked into, looked over, meditated on. One of the biggest things that stood out to me in 1 Samuel chapter 2 is I could see the curse of the dying young man.
Yes.
The curse of the dying young man.
Yes.
The Lord pronounced over Eli's house that there would not be an old man in your house. That means that even though, where's that verse? Verse 33 of the second chapter says, but any of your men whom I do not cut off from my altar shall consume your eyes and grieve your heart. In other words, anybody that I decide not to cut off from the priesthood that's in your house, in your lineage, they're going to give you trouble.
Yeah.
You all wish they had not been born, almost. And all the descendants of your house shall die. All the descendants of your house shall die in the flower of their age, the flower of their age. That word flower means the bloom at the peak point of their lives. Just when they're doing every good, everything is fine, they've aligned themselves, they done got saved, they done got filled with the Holy Ghost, they're doing everything right, they ain't acting a fool no more, they are blossoming, they are growing, and now guess what? Because of you not dealing with your sons, and that
death
seed lives on,
mm-hmm.
the descendants of your house, Eli, shall die in the flower at an early age. That's the curse of the Dayu, young man. And then another thing that stood out, sometimes parents are known by the behavior of their children. Just think about it. You've lived in a neighborhood, a community where your neighbors have said, you know them kids that live down the street, them Jackson kids, them Brown kids. You know the kids, the house, that house with the tree in front of it. You know, betting them kids. Sometimes the your reputation of your children precedes you. And then people get to know you and they like, why your kids act so crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You so safe and you so strict and you so stern. What's wrong with your children? So sometimes parents are known by the behavior of their children. One time, I was even confronted by someone I knew, and I was allowing to live in my house, and they said to me, your children are so well-behaved in public. Why they act crazy at home? I said, because they have to get taught at home. If they don't demonstrate craziness at home, there can be no correction. There can be no instruction. There can be no nurturing, no loving on them. I'd much rather have my children to deal with them behind closed doors, me and God, than they get in the street and act up. And now I got to go out in the street and deal with my children.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I don't know about nobody else, but that's just me. And so if I can deal with my child and correct them behind closed doors, their behavior and the correction will show forth in public. Versus now at home, they're angels. But as soon as we get outside the four walls of our home, everything that they think they're big and bad enough to do, everything they ever wanted to do, now they're doing it. And now I have to deal with them in public, in the eyes of other people, versus I deal with them behind closed doors, me and God. I'd much rather deal with my children behind closed doors, me and God. And so then the next one is, the sons were blatantly out of order. They chose themselves to be out of order. They were raised in the house of God. They were raised in the priesthood. They were raised being demonstrated and shown. So if Eli, not if, but since Eli was teaching Samuel, there had to be a correlating teaching to his son. And we have to know that I've said it many times, there can be 15 children raised in the same house, taught the same skills, the same things, the same rules, given the same exact guidelines. And there's always going to be one somebody out of 15 that goes against those rules, that breaks those rules. There's going to be somebody that says, that does not apply to me, or let me see what I can get away with. Let me see how I can break it. So as a father, Eli was a successful failure, but failing at success at the same time, because he taught Samuel, who was not from his loins, great things.
Mm-hmm.
But yet his own children that came from his very loins did not grasp or would not grasp those teachings. And maybe there was some jealousy. Maybe there was some envy. Maybe there was some, well, I don't need to do that. I don't want to do that. I see the pleasures on the other side of this thing, and I'd much rather enjoy that. There were choices by the son to disregard the teaching of the father, and they had that choice. And then the other part was, or was it a lack of teaching on Eli's part? It couldn't have been, I'm going to say, for me, it couldn't have been a lack of teaching on Eli's part because Samuel picked it up.
Yes.
Three men child in the same place being taught the same thing. What was the difference? That was the question that came up for me. Lord, what was the difference between, other than one was, two were from his loins and one was not? Okay. Then the next thing I had is Samuel wouldn't deal with his sons according to how the Lord said to deal with his sons. That is what got him in trouble. He dealt with him. We read where he asked him, what's wrong with y'all? Have y'all lost y'all mind? Y'all know what to do. Why are you not doing what you're supposed to do? Why are you doing the very thing that I taught you you should not do? Why are you touching the very thing that you know you're not supposed to touch, that is not pleasing to God? What's going on with you? And his sons disregarded him. And God wanted him to deal with his sons a certain way. But like Saul, Samuel did not deal with his sons how God said. Saul did not deal with the instructions of God as he should have. And so there was a price to pay for his disobedience and his disregard for how God said to handle the situation, which says to me as a parent and should say to most of us, all of us, that there is a certain way that God wants us to deal with our children, whether you're the father, whether you're the mother, whether you're the grandmother, the grandfather, the uncle, the auntie, the cousin, the friend. There's a way that God wants us to deal with blatant disobedience, blatant disregard for rules, commands, statutes, blatant disrespect. There's a way that he wants us to deal with our children. And then the other thing is, you can lose your promise. You can lose your place. You can lose your position in God. You're replaceable. Because then God says in verse, hallelujah, verse 35, then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. This is God speaking. Then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. You are replaceable. We don't teach that. We don't want to teach that. But when you disregard the things of God, guess what? There's a Saul example. There's a Samuel example. David did not get to build the house of God example.
Yes.
So just know. And even while you and Apostle were talking, Elder Britton, two more things came. God's voice can sound familiar. When Samuel kept going to Eli, he
yes.
kept going to Eli because God's voice
yes.
sounded like Eli's
mm-hmm.
voice. Which said to me, our voice should sound like the Father's voice. It should imitate
yes.
God's sound. That was so powerful.
Yes.
If I got
yes,
nothing else,
was.
I got that.
Yes.
God's voice
yes.
can sound familiar. And so therefore, our voice as parents, as fathers and mothers, our voice should sound like our Heavenly Father and imitate
mm-hmm.
the sound of God's voice. Even in Genesis on Monday, I always talk about, it didn't say God walked. It said his voice. The King James says
right.
God's voice walked.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sound that walks. His voice has legs. So it goes places. That's why his word, that's why he sends his word, because his word comes from his voice, and his voice has legs. So therefore, his word must have wings to go where he sends it to do what he sends it to do. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Our voice should sound like the Father's voice, so that when our children hear the voice of God, and when God was calling me, I can remember it like it was yesterday, living in my mother's basement when the Lord began to call me. I promise you, I thought it was my mother, and I would jump up out of my sleep just like Samuel and go to the door and go, yes, Mom. Mind you, she's two flights up from me. And I'm like, okay, she's not calling you. Then the Lord took me to the story of Samuel and reminded me that it was not my mother calling me. It was him. So our voice to our children should be very similar to God's voice, to the sound of God's voice. And then, people of God, I ask that going forth from this day, that we individually and corporately not judge a parent by their children's decisions. Don't judge a parent by their children's decisions. Fathers, don't look over the behavior of your children. And silence can sometimes equate condoning or accepting of wrong behavior. You have to say something. You cannot be quiet. I myself have been guilty of saying, you know what? I get tired of hearing my own self talk. I get tired of repeating myself. But as I was taught many years ago, repetition brings reinforcement, and you have to repeat it. And I promise you, I so do not like repeating myself 500 million times about the same thing, but then I have to remember, okay, are you repeating yourself because you need to hear this, or are you repeating yourself because your child needs to hear this, or both of you need to hear it? Maybe God is speaking through you to you.
That is true.
So, people of God, I pray that you have been blessed. You have anything else, Elder Britton?
No, I don't. I just wanted to add to what you were saying just now when you were talking about our voice should sound just like God's voice. And there are a lot of time, there are a lot of, and I'm saying men's because it's the daddy's issue, but I know we'll get to the mommy's issues later, but sometimes it's that's why they always say it's the difference between a dad and a father. So if the dad ain't on the father level, then you're not going to hear the dad voice because the dad is not a father. He's not doing what he's supposed to do. So then the voice might sound a little different. So the child may not respond to the dad like he's supposed to because the voice doesn't sound familiar. And I know a lot of times when I'm speaking, when we always speak, sometimes it seems like I'm being, because sometimes I find myself sounding, just like you said, repetitive. And I'm like, why am I always sounding so repetitive? And a lot of times when I'm giving the word, it might be, I'm not might be, God giving it to me for somebody else, but he's giving it to me because lately I'm like, why am I always speaking on these same topics? I'm like, okay, I hear you, Lord. I hear you. I know.
Right,
I always tell people, I'm speaking to y'all, but I'm actually speaking to myself, and I'm actually helping myself because everything I speak on is about encourage. It's about faith. It's about I'm walking with God. It's just surrounding by trusting God. That's the main thing. That's all, and all sometimes all day, every day, that's all I do is encourage. And I'm like, okay, I got to apply myself to this because I can't encourage if I'm doubting. Because, you know, God said if we pray and we turn around and doubt after we're praying, why are you praying? Because it's just like you're straddling. You don't you just like a reprobated person. You don't know which side you're on. So I had to like, okay, God, please forgive me. Yesterday morning, I had to say, forgive me. And just like today, like I was saying when I went on site, and I always feel like that. And I thank God because my voice started changing. I'm like, okay, thank you, God. I must be needed to get into you because that what was on me, it lifted off of me, and I actually could feel it because I was drowsy. I felt like I was high and drunk, and I felt like it seemed like every time I talked, I felt slur. I don't know if y'all heard it. But I was slurring. I could literally hear myself. But I thank God because once you start talking about the Father, the Abba Father, anything that you're going through, it should lift. If it don't lift, then you need to go back because it's something that you're not doing. So I thank God because I really felt the shift. I really felt the lift off of me because I can tell. It's just like when you're drunk. You know when you're slurring. You can tell when you're slurring. And so when you come out of that high, it's a difference. Well, that's how I feel now. I feel like I'm off of it. So I thank God for this on tonight. And it's always a pleasure to come on because plenty of times we could be going through situations and don't even know it. But the word always finds me. It always lifts me up. And it always puts me back on the right track. So I thank God and I bless God for this entire week, every week. And what I love about God, every time we're on the broadcast, we're always confirming behind one another or somebody to send somebody, and he always, the man or the woman of God, always confirming something that we've either talked about or something that we've either talked in scripture or a previous sermon that we just give. So I thank God because God is so gracious and he is so awesome. I love him. I won't trade him for nothing in this world. So I thank God for my father because he is my father. He might be, we say daddy, but he is my father because he is above a daddy. He is a great father. So I thank God for the talk, the teach, and the speaking on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you being on. I don't know if Prophetess Latoya can say anything. I'll give her a few seconds to jump on if she can.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Prophetess Latoya. Amen, amen. Praise God. Bless God, each and every one of you. Again, thank you so much for being on School of the Prophets for Faith Ambassadors broadcast on tonight, closing out Daddy Issues. I thank God for the word that he has spoken. Let's go back and listen. Take notes. Take heed to what the Lord has spoken this entire week and share some snippets on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and whatever mode of media you are on. If you're able to edit the download of the broadcast, yes, you can download the broadcast to your computer, to your phone, if you have that space to be able to do so, and so you can go back and listen to it, as well as share the audio with other people or direct them to that particular broadcast that you believe will bless them. So have an awesome, awesome weekend. I'm going to have Elder Britton close us out. Join us next week. I can't even remember what the topic is next week, but be on the lookout for the notification. Be on the lookout for what the Lord is talking about on next week through his men and women of God. I love you. God loves you most. God bless you. Go ahead, Elder Britton.
Amen. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for being so kind. We thank you for being so gracious. God, we just thank you. We bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory because all the glory belongs to you, God, because you have made a way out of no way when it seemed like there wasn't a way, God. God, you always showed up, God. Even when it didn't seem so, God, you always showed up. And Father, I thank you right now for just being a showing up, God. I thank you right now, God, for just covering and protecting right now. In the name of Jesus, God, God, I ask that you remember those, God. There are a lot that's breathing right now, God. And God, I ask your strength upon them, that you would blow a fresh breath of air upon them, God, allowing to them to know that weeping may endure for a night, but their joy always come in the morning. And Father, we thank you for the joy that surpasses all understanding. And Father, we ask that you would continue to cover us, God. Bless each listener that's on the line on tonight, God. God, I ask that you would cover them, God, that you would open up windows, open up doors, open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing that they won't even have room enough to receive it. And Father, we thank you and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, God. For we know that you're working it out right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for every need that needs to be met, that it has already been met. We thank you for everything that you're doing, the unseen and the seen. We thank you for it right now, God. God, even the doors, Father, we thank you for opening doors, God, that no man can shut. And God, for every door that's not supposed to open unto us, God, that it will remain shut. And Father, we just thank you. We bless you right now, God. Oh, God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, because I feel your presence. I know that you're working it out, God, not just on my behalf, God, but you're working it out for all our good, God. God, whatever it is that we have up against you, against you, God, in prayer, God, we know that you have answered. And we thank you right now, God. I stand and I decree and declare that everything that the devil has, I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. God, you said everything that the desires that of our heart that you would give it to us, God. And God, I'm just believing and trusting that you're going to bless us, God. Even with businesses, God, I ask that you open up doors that no man can shut, God. Bless businesses everywhere, God. God, bless Faith Ambassadors Ministry, God. God, we thank you for the newcomers. We thank you right now, God, for the overflow. We thank you for the distribution centers right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the homeless, the shelters that you're about to open up, Father, under Faith Ambassadors. We thank you right now, God, for every leader that's under Faith Ambassador, not just Faith Ambassador, but every leader that's on the line. God, we thank you right now for their ministry. And God, we ask that you would bless their ministry right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory. For we know that it's all done in your Son Jesus' name, because it was his blood that it was your Son that shed the blood for us on Calvary. And every time a blood drop, God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for every drip drop of blood that drops from that cross. Father, we know that it was the blood that covered us, and it's the blood that's going to keep us. And Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I feel you right now, and I thank you, God. Oh, God, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I you right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind every hand of the enemy right now. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind it in the name of Jesus. And we shall walk in victory. We shall walk in victory. We shall walk in good health. We shall walk in wealth in the name of Jesus. And God, I know that it's all done. I know that it's all done. And I give you glory. I give you honor. And I give you praise in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and say, the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're going to ride down the street in the summer. You're going to open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing this tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on. And see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is a lie.
Y'all say what the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free. So I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away. I'm gonna wait here. Yeah. And I'm gonna praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me. The truth made me free. And the truth that made me free. Yeah. That's how the Lord gave it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. You got it, Joe. Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth that made me set free. Here we go. Listen. Can you lift up your hands this time when you say it? Come on, say it. Cause the truth has made me free. That's how you going home tonight. Cause the truth has made me free. Coming tonight. And the truth has made me free.